Hi, this is Meg Rinaldi of Body Centered Inquiry, and welcome to this New Moon blog post, May 2023. How do you learn self-compassion? This is the most important question at the heart of why people seek out guidance. Because most of us know very little about how to be compassionate toward ourselves. Many of us know about self-improvement, and that is often more about our lives as a project rather than a process. The even deeper question is what gets in the way of loving ourselves, and how do we meet those obstacles? Exploring how we meet the obstacles to self-compassion is essential. Exploring how we meet these obstacles reveals how we do anything in our life. That how becomes a prism of inquiry through which we filter our awareness. The ground of wisdom traditions and depth psychological perspectives are here to remind us that we are whole, intact, and good at the core of ourselves to begin with. This is not naive. It is challenging to relinquish even for a moment the idea that we're not broken. It is challenging to give up our narratives of loss, betrayal, unworthiness, sadness, and so forth. If we can view these narratives as invitations to greater self-awareness and understanding, then we no longer have to view them as permanent states of being. And they are not permanent states of being. Our conditioning is deep. We can find ourselves on the one hand wanting to be released from unnecessary suffering, and on the other, not yet able to give up identifying with it. This is an exploration that requires trust in the process, emotional safety, and time. When we commit to exploring how we meet our obstacles to a wider, more meaningful life, we are on sacred ground. We begin to question how we've organized around our most deeply held beliefs, some of which serve us and some do not. This is the place where self-image is organized. This is the slow circumambulating around who am I? Carl Jung, Swiss psychiatrist, said, quote, "What we do not make conscious, we live as fate," end quote. What he meant by that is when we are ready to turn towards some of the most tenacious strategies we have for living, we will see within ourselves both what hobbles us and the resources for getting free. Faith in the process of awareness reveals the resources that have lived inside us all along. As for the live as fate part of that quote, that shows up when we have participated in the same dynamics in our lives over and over again, thinking we have no choice. We can make new choices when we recognize what we're doing, and with time, love ourselves in the process. Thank you. Be well.